Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies investigating a burglary at a residence on West End Road over the weekend arrested a Eureka man on Monday in connection with the thefts. Deputies conducted a probation search at two Eureka locations, one on M Street, the resident of the suspect Travis Sovereign, and the second in the 1600 block of 2nd Street. Deputies recovered property believed to have been taken from the West End residence, including fine wines, collector's items, and silverware. At the 2nd Street location, deputies recovered stolen fishing equipment that had been taken during an unrelated burglary in Blue Lake. The West End break-in occurred late Saturday night, and the thieves ransacked the residence and stole numerous items, including a BMW sedan. Two people were later arrested in connection with the incident, Harley Hammers and Siobhan Hammers, a.k.a. Pratt. Sovereign, who's on probation, was arrested and booked into county jail following the search on Monday, and other suspects are still being investigated. A traffic stop in Fortuna led to the arrest of two men and the confiscation of packaged marijuana along with the drug ecstasy. A Fortuna police sergeant pulled over a vehicle driven by 20-year-old Arcata resident Kane McIntyre. The officer smelled the strong odor of marijuana, and McIntyre informed him he had a medical recommendation, but it was expired. The passenger, who initially provided a false name, was identified as 24-year-old David Lamb, who was wanted on a felony warrant out of Calaveras County. A search of the vehicle turned up processed and packaged marijuana, along with the ecstasy, and both men were arrested and booked into county jail. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team stopped 41-year-old Cynthia Bryson on Tuesday. She was riding a bike in Old Town, and she was known to be on probation. Officers searched Bryson and found more than 5 grams of heroin and a small amount of methamphetamine. Bryson was arrested and booked into jail on possession charges and possession for sale charges. In a fire emergency, a few minutes can mean the difference between a full-blown house fire or a smaller fire that is extinguished quickly with minimal damage. On Tuesday, Arcata Fire Protection District units responded to a report of a fire on 14th Street in Arcata. Fire crews found a television that had been placed over what the resident thought was a disabled heater vent, and the heat caused the plastic of the TV to smolder. Since November, however, and due to a grant, Arcata Fire has been able to reopen and staff full-time the fire station located on 9th Street, and the close proximity allowed firefighters to reach the scene much more quickly than if they had had to respond from Mad River. Damage was limited to approximately $1,000, and there were no injuries. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It takes money to run government, a lot of money, whether it's at the federal, state, or local level. Citizens pay for services through taxation, services that are then provided by the government, everything from trash pickup to water and sewage to police and fire. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario expanded on that idea on Talk Shop, pointing out that providing services does cost money and usually a lot of it.
One that I like to share with most people when we start talking about it, it's more directed at the public safety side when you're talking about police or fire services that cities generally employ. What most general public members don't understand about that when they start looking at our costs and the things that we're addressing is the fact that that is a 24/7 operation. You know, we have somebody available all day and all night.
Candelario also explained.
And when you look at public safety, that's not good enough. You have to multiply that by 3 because you're covering that 8-hour shift 3 times in one day. So in terms of your costs for employment in public safety, it's not just, you know, one person once a day. We're having to do 3 times as much in terms of funding to support the positions that we have that are available 24/7.
In addition to police and fire, local governments also provide many other services that require specialized skills, from engineers to accountants to vehicle mechanics. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.